Believers in North Korea are praying for evangelistic opportunities. A U.S.-based ministry is equipping Christians to reach out to Muslims, and Arab celebrities share Easter on television in the Middle East and North Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. North Korea is preparing its citizens for war after receiving negative reactions from its recent missile launch and pulling out of six-party talks. Carl Mueller of Open Doors USA says the government's presented this negative feedback
as evidence that the world hates North Korea and the world is about ready to attack North Korea. And of course, none of that is true, but the use of that kind of rhetoric internally when there's no other sources of information creates sort of a wartime mentality that they use most effectively to control and constrain their population.
Rations have also been cut for North Koreans, creating further instability. Underground Christians in the country hope to use this for evangelism.
There's an opportunity in the midst of this chaos for the church to come together, to unite, and to be a place of stability and hope during this very, very difficult time.
Just a few decades ago, South Korea was as spiritually closed as the North. Pray that God would revive North Korea in the same way. Meanwhile, violence marred the beginning of India's four-week national elections. In 14 attacks on polling stations, 17 people were killed in eastern and central India. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says this election violence and the threat of violence has postponed their Orissa State House rebuilding project.
Unfortunately, with the election and the unfavorable situation with the bureaucrats that are very anti-Christian in Kandahar and several other districts, they didn't want to give us protection.
Thousands are still displaced after anti-Christian violence in Orissa killed dozens and destroyed thousands of homes. Yohannan's praying for a change.
I think they're going to hear the voice of people that they are not in favor of this kind of abuse and hurting the minority, especially Christians. This election is going to bring some changes in the state of Orissa, and we are all praying for that.
Gospel for Asia is committed to rebuilding 1,000 homes. You can help. There's a link at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Misunderstanding and misinformation. These are the problems affecting relationships between Muslims and Christians. One organization's trying to change that while helping Christians help Muslims better understand Jesus. President and CEO of Crescent Project, Fawad Masri.
Our goal is to equip and enable Christians to reach out to the millions of Muslims in America with the claims of Jesus and give him a chance to respond.
Since Muslims have few Christian friends, their view of Christianity is found on TV or the movies. Conversely, Christians aren't reaching out because they're scared. According to Masri, Crescent Project has developed materials to help Christians begin a conversation in a sensitive way.
We have an online training, we have a one-day seminar, and we have a one-week training, and then also we have just come out with a small group DVD-based Bible study on what is Islam and how to connect with Muslims.
We have a link to the training materials at missionnetworknews.org. Elsewhere, important media celebrities in Lebanon share their faith during a Sat7 Easter special. Lebanese programs are broadcast across the Middle East. Program hosts play an influential role in society, but many viewers don't know the hosts are Christians. All of these believers agreed to donate their time to appear on Sat7's Easter program. They shared the importance of their faith and talked about the work of local ministries. Pray seeds of the gospel take root. And in Cuba, WorldServe Ministries recently held a marriage conference to train the trainers. 60 couples were equipped at the conference to disciple local church leaders. WorldServe expects to see increased evangelism in local communities as a result of the conference. Through their marriage ministry, WorldServe restores the hope for couples in Cuba. 75% of Cuba's marriages end in divorce. To support WorldServe's marriage ministry in Cuba, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available the new book, Breakthrough, The Return of Hope to the Middle East by Tom Doyle of E3 Partners. It's a book that tells firsthand accounts of Muslims and Jews who are giving their lives to Christ despite the hate, killing, tension, and violence. Get Breakthrough at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.